There's a tzavor from Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, and he writes the tzavor to his son as follows. Quoting the lashon of the tzavor, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, he says, "Bini, heri zoyid b'netile sedayim, ki netile sedayim bechlal hadvorim mo'im din b'vayim v'yishan oylam, v'cholam zalzal b'netile sedayim, heri zem nuda l'shomayim, kol tzakein she'ein lo'y chelek l'oylam haba." A good state in a tzavor from Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Ki yadu in the Zohar Kodesh, the Zohar Kodesh brings down in many different places. It's also brought down in the Sefer Charedim in different places, also in the Gabi other Inyonim, that when a person is in Nidurim from Shemayim, so the Shechina is Masalik from him, whatever that means. The Shechina is Masalik from him. Not only that, Zuk the Zohar Kodesh, if a person is in Nidurim in the Shemayim, a person's tefillahs are not answered for the next 40 days. It's a Mosek Azach. That means that the person is Chas V'Sholem, Mzalzel, in the halachas of Netilah Sedayim, which Beis Hashem tonight, we're going to go through a certain inyan in Netilah Sedayim, which is already brought down the Behetiv in Kufn and Ches, that this inyan of Kolam Mzalzel and Netilah Sedayim is Nichlal in tonight's halacha of Dvorim Tibul B'mashke. Zug de Zoya Kodesh. A person will daven and daven and daven. How many people are davening and they're wondering, what is the pshat that we don't get answered? And the pshat of the Zoya is, if a person's in Nidim in a Shemayim, is the pshat that the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't listen to his tefillahs. So state in the Zoya, and it's brought down in Kamer Mekorim, so look in the Behetiv also, in the Rechaim, Sivu Kufnu and Ches, Siv Dalet and Siv Hei over there, that about if a person is Mezalzo in the Lachlan until his name, which doesn't only mean that he poshet misses it out and doesn't do it until his Zedayim. It could mean that he does do it until his Zedayim. Oh, but he doesn't do it in the proper oifen. He's not Mekayim the Halacha to see how he should. It's a made of Kolam Mezalzo until his Zedayim, as Zoy state is, Menudim in the Shemayim, the Eino Echenik Lom Abo. Vayt is Zug the Zoya Kodesh. How much scary words from the Zoya. That if a person is Menudim in the Shemayim, every night his neshama goes back to Shemayim, oh, but it doesn't get accepted. It's not accepted in Shemayim. As I used to say in the Zohar Kodesh, trembling words from the Zohar Kodesh, which again are shayach to people, Achman and Itzlan, that are mezalzel in the Tzilis Adayim. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Ki Yadua, famous Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Samach Beis Samach Beis. The Gemara brings down as follows, Shleishet Dvorim Medin Esa Odom Lidei Anias. There are three things that if a person does them, he's Zoycheh to become an Oni. So the Gemara, one of them is a person that's mezalzel in the Tzilis Sedayim. In Tassant, the Ruch HaShulchan says, in Simon Kuflan Ches and Rechaim, the Ruch HaShulchan spells out that if you know Klaw, the Brocha is Al, Netilas Sedayim, Rosh Yitavis are Oni. The man of a person, the Ruch HaShulchan, is mezalzel in Tzilis Sedayim. He's not careful to fulfill all the halachas that we're going to speak about. And maybe next week, maybe we'll go into a different union of Tzilis Sedayim. As the Mela, Chavrachmon and Islan, he's Nichlal into that halacha. Okay, so basically we want to start with the halachas as follows. With the halacha, dvorim shetivul b'mashke tzorich netilas sedayim. So it's a halacha that not many people know about, and people that do know about it are not sure, does it apply, does it not apply, is the minigyet to be makel, is the minigyet to be machmeh. Let's go Beis Hashem, like we do kedarikim, from the Gemara, all the way to the shittas ha'priskim bizmanenu, to see what is included in this halacha. Is it taka minig, is it taka something that we should be machmeh, and if we are machmeh, how do we keep a kind of this halacha, to not chas v'sholem, to be nichlal in kolam ezelzel v'netilas sedayim. So there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Kuf Tes Vav on Aleph says as follows, and I read: Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Dovah Shetibloi B'Mashket Tzorich Netilas Sedayim. Also the Gemara, any single thing, Kol Dovah, is it the sun? It doesn't talk about fruits. Doesn't talk about vegetables. Kol Dovah, anything. Right? We get Beis Hashem. We have to discuss the halachas of donuts, the halachas of latkes, the halachas of schnitzels. What's the halachas of all sorts of foods that a person will go through? Of course, including fruits and vegetables and all sorts of things. Does it require until it's a dime? Of a poshet pshat in the Gemara Pesachim is kol dova. That's tibble in mashke. Is required Netilas Sedayim. And it's brought down Kama times in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah and some Kuflan Ches tells us that don't think for 1 minute that these halachas more like than the rest halachas until it's a Sedayim. Nishtazoi. So the Mishnah Berurah, Kama times it says this, that these halachas are exactly the same as bread. Whatever you have to do by bread, you're going to have to do the same thing over here. Nishtazoi Poshet, as we'll speak out the halachas, it could be over here that are taka a certain situations that we could be a little bit more medical than bread. Of our kaponim, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. What's the reason why we need to do Nefilas Yadayim for Dvarim Shetibel B'mashke? So here we have a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi tells us, Mufurish, as I said, the Rashbam also, Rashi says like this, Nefilas Yadayim, as we know, was Mesaken for bread for basically two reasons. Reason number one is Kedusha v'Nikiyas. Right? Maybe Be'ez Hashem, maybe another time we'll speak about the Gabi bread. Another reason is Srach l'Truma. Right? Srach l'Truma. That if a person is Tomei, and he's Metame the bread when he touches the bread itself. So Memela, they were Mesaken. Anytime you're dealing with things that were dipped in liquid, so Mesaken, you might touch the liquid, and if you touch the liquid, you make the liquid Tomei. So Memela is a Grash, he's a Grash, Bama v'Dayim in Psochim. That is the reason why we want to make sure that people do Nefilas Yadayim before they eat things that are Metubal B'mashke. Tosfos, on the other hand, Tosfos says no. It's nothing to do with Nikiyas, nothing to do with Kedusha. Zuk Tosfos as follows. Because we don't want a person to be tamed the liquid, which will memela make his entire guf to become Tomei. Zuk Tosfos, the pshat is that if a person makes the liquid that he touches Tomei, it will memela make his entire guf becoming Tomei. And as Zuk also, the Matcha, the Bali Itta, the Merami Rutenberg, the Kamari Shainim, like this Tosfos. It's interesting that this Tosfos over here says, also for our Indian, that Tosfos says, nowadays it could be that this whole halacha doesn't apply. Why? Pashut. Mibal, the whole reason was, is as tuma, as real tuma, that a person will become tome from the mashke, zuk taisvus. Mibal, nowadays we don't care. We're all tome. So the main of we're all tome zuk taisvus. No, what's the big deal if I make the mashke tome, which in turn makes me tome? I'm anyway tome. So that will see Be'ez Hashem. Or but there is a sheet of satoisvus that says bismanenu, it could be we can be makel with the ganze inyan. Now, there's many other different reasons that are brought down already in the Rishonim. For example, Rabbi Yonah brings down, Rabbi Yonah says, ki yodu and hilchos tumah, that a mashke is always more machme than a noichel. And since we're dealing with a mashke, it's more machme than a noichel. There's reasons for the levush, the goin, many, many different reasons that are brought down in the poskim, what the reason is for Dorayim, Shetibel, Bamashke. Eishe here we have a Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi, and Tosfos. Why is it Bedafka that we're dealing over here with the liquid and not with the food? In other words, why don't we just say poshet? A person needs until it's a dime, but when he eats, no, you may take an apple, you take a bunch of grapes, you take a packet of bamba, you need to do it until it's a dime. So, Balocha said the Mishabura, that's him, it's ready from the Rishonim. Over the Mishabura, the Mekufnu Ches tells us a few times, he says like this. Because we know that Allah is in Hilchos Tumah. We know that a Sheni can't make a Shlishi. That's Allah is in Hilchos Tumah, whatever it may be. But when it comes to a Mashke, so a Mashke can make it even into a Rishon. Memela, whatever it may be, it's again our Pidur Rabbein Yonah. When it comes to Mashke, we're more Machle. So therefore, Dvorim Shetibul B'Mashke, we're automatically dealing with a liquid. Mainly, if we're dealing with a liquid, we've got to be on a higher Madrega, and that's why we're more Machle to require Netilis Adayim. Okay. Now let's speak out halacha. Right before we get to the actual protim of the halacha, is it negayah? Do we do such a thing? Do we have to be machmi? You see, the oilim is mekel. You look around, boik chazim amidva, the maisi. You see, the oilim is mekel. What's the pshat? So, b'esam, you have to know number one. There's an opener, shulchan aruch, simu kufn and ches, sivdalit. The shulchan aruch says mufurish. Shulchan aruch paskins mamish like the gemara. That's dvoim shetibul b'mashke tzorich netira sedayim. End of story. It's an offer in the Mechaba. No one can argue that it's a Chumra. It's not a Psachit. It's an offer in the Mechaba. In the Rechaim, Kuf, Nun, Ches. Now, the question is, why do we see people do this? Why do we see anyone that they take an apple, they wash it, turn it to the dime? You take a bunch of grapes, you wash it, turn it to the dime? What's the pshat that you never saw anyone being mapped in the turn it to the dime over here? So there's a few reasons why. Reason number one is as follows. The Magen Avraham over here in Kuf, Nun, Ches brings the Lechem Chamudos. The Magen Avraham says from the Lechem Chamudos that Reiv of the Olam is not Nizir in this halacha. As I state, the Lechem Chamudos is ready for the Magen Avraham. That Reiv people don't do it, what's the pshat? So the Lechem Chamudos pashat. Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos said that the whole reason is Aus Tuma. No, very good. Nowadays we're not Makbed on Tuma. Mimela, the whole reason is Aus Tuma. I'm not worried anymore about Tuma. In Cain, Zub the Lechem Chamudos from the Magen Avraham v'chulei, and as though, by the way, says the Meiri also, and as though the Knesset HaGedola, and Marishal, Kapachayim brings then also, is that Maisa the Olam seems to be Seimich on this Tosfos. And that seems to be the meaning of the Olam, and Al Pizeh, Kama v'kama Gedola Achreinim v'poiskim, said, Kach is the Minig of Olam. The Aruch HaShulchan, for example, the Eretz Tzvi, the Shemesh HaMogen, Echob HaKabbalah, from Rav Scheinberg, that's all. Rav Scheinberg always said that when the Aruch HaShulchan says a minig, so we go boss a minig even over a mishtavur. And it's very, very negeir over here, as we'll see in a minute. The Aruch HaShulchan mekamek gedoyle there, it's Tzvi mekamek gedoyle poiskim, said that because of this lechem chamudos, which is the etzim shittas toisus, the whole halacha of other applies, over the minig of olim is to be mekel, and kach poik chazim ha'amitzvah, you see that people attack a mekel. However, I can't go along and not tell you what the other side is. There's another side to the coin. Many, and I'm going to give the oil in the list in a second, hold, there's a mabish problem. And we're attacking machmi, and the kach is the minute, and a person should do it. For example, Rabbi Yisai. The Rif, the Rashi, Rav Yonah, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Manik, the Rukeil, Shibboleth Lekha, the Kolba, the Oruch HaShulchan, only put a small list together, Rabbi Yisai, and then we'll bore the oil. The Abu Dram, the Tor, the Shulchan Or, the Eilik HaShlokos, the Taz, the Knesset Gdoyle, the Chidol, the Mati Yehuda, the Grav Shulchan Or, the Chaya Odom, the Chesed Al-Lofim, the Kitzel Shulchan Or, the Ben Ishchai, the Kitzel Shulchan, the Chai Vachayim, the Chol. Because I just put together a small list, just so the Oilim should know, this is not Poshet. They're holding that another person should do it. The Mishnah Berurah, for example, right? The Minhag HaOlam, Avada, we tried to go with the Mishnah Berurah, tried to make Mishnah Berurah Yidin. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that Avada, the Olam is Mekel, but you have to be Machmeh. Kach is the Loshna of the Mishnah Berurah. You look in the Rav Shulchan Aruch in the Graz, he writes the same thing, that Avada, the Olam is Mekel, opposite of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Avada, you got to do it. You look in the Eiliger, Shulchan HaTayach, and the Minhag Kamarna, Loshna of fire over there. We'll go through his words in a few minutes, it's got to be something else. Over the minute command in Shulchan HaTorah writes over there, Miyachnis Roshay Bein Ahorim. Who's going to decide? Who's going to paskin? Mimela Zugdei Avada, you have to be Machmed. Now the Maisa we're seeing again. The Avada of the Minig Olam is Taka Azoy. But we've seen from Kamei Gedolei Poskim, Mishnah Berurah, Rav Shulchan Aruch included, that Avada Trusim should try to be Machmed. So the Shaila is, number one, let's first see what the halacha is. Let's go through the halacha, and you'll see the maisa. It's not so shver. There come a time that you're not mechuyev bechlal to do it, and if you are mechuyev, it's a very easy eita to get out of it. So beis Hashem, as we go into it, we'll try to get into that. Now, I remember one time mentioning this to chashiv a poysik in chutz aretz. Mamish chashiv a poysik got shayz and chuvah svarim. Mamish chashiv a yid. And I said to him, "What's the pshat that the olim is mekel?" He looked at me like a mush come from a different planet. He said, "What do you mean, mekel?" He said, "In my family, kiyodua, we get a cup of apple that's been washed, we get a towel together with it, we wipe up the apple, as we can explain Be'ez Hashem soon, and the body will magically do something. The oil is mekel. Which oil are you discussing?" And no, you did. We know there's a mafurish, a taz. You do it, the taz mafurish in Yerideya. Some of the came at the end over there, and toasters over there, and Kulin. Now, the body, the oil, when we discuss the oil, we know oil of Torah. We don't mean Olam HaMeratzim. Avada don't mean Olam HaTayr. So Memela, the Shaila is, I don't know, not every, Rav Zvi Orbach told me Avada is also Machmed. Hello there. Kama Gedolim attack a Machmed on this, as we'll see Be'ez Hashem from the Halacha. Again, I'm not doubting that Avada the Minig Olam, which already the Magen Avraham said, which the Mishnah Berurah said, which the Rav Shulchan Aruch said, is Avada to be Mekel. Oh, but there's Avada, a Grisi Indian, for a person to be Machmed. It's like, I don't even call it a Chumrah, I don't even want to call it a Chumrah. Oh, but the Mishnah Berurah implies that a person should do it. That's the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Sutik Taz. There's a Taz in Hilchas Pesach in Simutof Ayin Gimel. The Taz after murdering Kasha, he talks about the halachas over there of Karpas. So Kiyodua, that's the times of the year that everybody seems to be Makbid, and everyone does Urchatz. Why do you do Urchatz? But there's two reasons. Two reasons why we do Urchatz. Reason number one is today, you're about to eat something that's Metubul B'mashke, you're going to take your piece of Karpas and you're going to dip it into salt water. No, Tavom Shadim B'mashke. That's why you have to watch. Reason number two is because you want the kids to ask. Right? Kids to ask. Now, the Maisa, if the only reason why you're doing it is because you want the kids to ask, it should l'chayra be enough for the Tata to do it, the Barabas to do it. The meaning in a lot of places in Klal Yisrael is the Gantz Mishpucha does it. In Cain, why are you doing it? Zvom Shadibu B'mashke. Says the Taz, Simon Reshayim Gimel Moyudika Taz. Ask the Taz, Man Nishtana Halayla Zem Mikol Halaylois. It's the Kasha of the Taz. What's the Kasha? Poshet. So what's going on over here? Tonight everybody's Machmi. The rest of the year? Nobody does it. So if it's the Taz, what's going on over here? How come everybody here is Machmi? So the Taz, no, you'll tell me tonight, it's a Mokhara Jidusha, a Laila Tahoyra, Behulay. He said, in King, you'll tell me it's only a Chumrah with Machmi on certain times. How come we don't find this Halacha? By Aseret Tshuva, we know there's Kama Chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah says that even though during the year, like Paspalta for example, we're Mekel, but during Aseret Tshuva, gotta be Machmir, fit the Taz. If it's a Chumrah that we're only doing sometimes, why not doing Aseret Tshuva?
So the Maisa, the Taz ends off in a Chanami. You've got to do this. He doesn't understand why Dafka people on Pesach are Makbid and not the Gansi Yom. Al-Koponim, as we said, that being that, Avada the Minigo Oilam, Kach is the Mavoy ready for Mogan Avon, Bashem Nechon Chabudos, is to be Makel. Now, this cover of Limudi Schus that I also came up with, that I saw in different Poskim, whatever, that Maisa we can also be Saimichon. Reason number one, it's time to spoil this one I didn't like too much. There's a certain sefer that says like this. He says, nowadays, that we're very into hygiene and cleanliness, so we wash everything. If we wash everything, what's going to come out is everybody is going to possibly be by the sink every 5 minutes. And it's maybe she says, the lotion is a dover she'ena tzibur yecholim lamut ba. People can't cope. People can't cope. Right? Like the Gemara of the Zohar tells us, for example, I'm involved over there. People can't cope. Oh, but it's a little bit of shver. Why is it shver? Posh it. Because the lashon of the day in Gemara about the Zohar Lamed Vav is we don't go there a gzeira that the olim can't cope. Oh, but once Chazal made a gzeira, we're going to battle it because the olim can't cope. People will be very happy in certain situations. Oh, but battle, we don't do such a thing. If you have a gzeira Chazal, the fact that the olim can't cope, it's not a reason to battle it. For that reason, I don't think we're going to go with. Oh, but one limus kus, which I think is a modig limus kus, was better than the imi emes. The imi emes says a modig is smarter to be makel, and he says like this. There's often a Gemara everybody knows in Chulin Kuvav. The Gemara in Chulin Kuvav says as follows, and I quote, Noitel Odom Shachris Umaston En Kol Ayoy. There's a halacha that's already brought in the Gemara, that if a person would wash his Zidane in the morning, and he would keep to wash his hands the whole day, he doesn't have to do until it's a dime for the rest of the day. It wasn't Messiah Das, he washed his hands, but say the Gomel. Now, the Maisa, we don't do that anymore, because we can't wash our hands, and b'chole, whatever reason, Zayin Shom. Of Zubdi Meyemes, when it comes to the halachas, of the Vorm Shetibu B'mashkeh, no, this about that we can be Mekel, this about that we can be Mekel, and we can be Seimer, on the Tidusi Daim you did in the morning, Nagel Basa, or for sure, the bread that you wash for breakfast, whatever it was, Pashach, that the Gemara of Messiah, or Be'etzim you can be Seimer, on the Tidusi Daim in the morning. And he brings two rights. Right, number one is Poshut. There's a Shari Tshuva over here in Kufn Ches. The Shari Tshuva brings a Knesset Agdoila. And he brings, Birka Yosef, I think. And he brings a Birka Yosef that says like this, what's the halacha? If a person is Maimach Reinim, he does Maimach Reinim. And then all of a sudden, they bring him something off the benching, Dvom Shetibul B'mashke. They bring him a bunch of grapes. What's the halacha in such a situation? So they don't have to wash. Why don't you have to wash? I just washed my machmenim before. See, so he says we'll stretch that a little bit more. It's the beginning of the day, and then maybe we can be makel in that oifen. Number two, Sedek Seisa Shulchan Chaim No brings it over there in Siman Lamed Vav. He says that if a person washes his hands for cleanliness, so then as long as there's no real dirt on his hands, he can be seimech on that. The gabit zvorim shetibul b'mashke. The Maisa, the Emes wants the taina that a person can be makel, and kach is the minigah olam maybe, is to be makel because we already washed our hands b'sman or begel bas in the morning, or maybe until it's a dime by breakfast or by lunch, and our hands are basically clean, so maybe there's a vadu and mokim to be makel. Rav Ozna, for example. Rav Ozna Shevet Halevi has a true ben chelik yud, simen tezbov, ois gimel. And he writes over there, somebody asked him a shayla, zvorim shetibul b'mashke. Well, we'll speak about this halacha in a moment. Oh, but the Maisa here has a tshuva, and he answers him back, whatever the halacha is, Ayin Shom will speak about it in a minute. He does not say that the minig is to be makel, so we don't have to do anything. The Maisa, it seems from the Gedol Yisrael that they were taken makbid on it. People were taken makbid on this halacha. Avadu is there plenty of limud schus for the oilam, but there is avadu and mokim for a person to do it. So, remember that we found that the shtak and mokim in halacha, paint from Mishabura, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, v'chule, then about this, it's right for a person maybe to go to these halachos just so we know what's going on. Has for shalom for a person to be nichlal in kolam and chalzim until he's a dayim to shverizach. So let's Beis Hashem now go to some of the halachos or dvorim shetibol b'mashke. You'll see Beis Hashem after these halachos, not everything is so shver. It's not so hard to be mekayim the halachos. Beis Hashem. Number one, there's a mogen avon. The mogen avon is seed cotton hay, which the Mishabur brings down the halachos says as follows. Only things that are the derech for a person to tibul b'mashke is included in this halacha. For example, fruits, right? Many vegetables. He brings down over there. We know, for example, mezonos. The Mishabur talks about the heilig leikach, right? They bring the mezonos in that boat. We'll speak about in a few minutes. Oh, but it includes any meat is included. Rabbi said meat, a piece of chicken, a piece of schnitzel, a piece of meat is included in this halacha. Dvorim shetibul b'mashke. Anything that normally goes together with a liquid is about a nichol halacha. Says the Magen Avraham, what do you do if you dip your finger into liquid and you lick it off? He says, that's mocha. That you don't have to do anything. Why? Because that's not a normal thing to do. If it's not a normal thing to do, that's not a normal thing that you dip into liquid, and therefore that's not included. But avada, anything that's the derech to go into liquid, is avada to be nechem l'salacha. An example, let's take a banana. Now, if you take a banana, nobody washes the banana, right? That's poshut. Unless you worry for the bugs on the outside, but there's no bugs really on a banana. Maybe on an orange. Of a banana, there's no problem. You peel the banana, nobody washes it. What would be the halacha if it falls on the floor? Yeah, it falls on the floor. Now, it's like you want to go over and you wash it. So now you wash it. Is that called a dvoim shetib of a mashke? Peter Morgan Obama, Bada Nisht. Why not? It's not the derech to wash. Nobody washes a banana. Aye, today you did. So what? It has to be the derech. So b'meila, it doesn't mean any single thing that passes under the tap that's included in this halacha. It's bedafka things that this normala veg, it's the normal thing for a person to wash. That's nechan halacha, and b'meila that requires netilas yadayim. That's number one. Number two, which mashke is included? Dvom shetibul b'mashke, which mashke? So the mechaber straight away in Kufin Chesiv Dalet tells us like this. It has to be one of the Zayin Mashkim. As he brings already the Shulchan Aruch, again, the quotes from the Rambam, many Rishonim, is it has to be one of the Zayin Mashkim. The Zayin Mashkim, as we know, are Machshel L'Tumah, we know from the Gemara in Makkos, many other places in Shas, Mimela. Any of the Zayin Mashkim are Machshel L'Tumah, and that goes on one of your foods, fruits, whatever, then it's included in Dvorim Shetibah B'Mashke, and Mimela you'll have to do Netilas Adayim. So we all know, Baruch Hashem, the Halachos of Zayin Mashkim. The Shulchan Aruch tells us what's the simon? Yad Shachat Dam. So let's go through one by one all the different mashkim. Let's see the maisa how it applies la halacha. So number one is as follows: wine. As we know, again, we're going to go through Yad Shachat Dam. Yad, the yud is yain, wine. So about the wine includes grape juice. It includes cognac, it includes vinegar, all of these things are the din of wine. And the mele, if you soak your meat or your fruits in a fruit salad, all these sorts of things, with any of these liquids, then you've got yourself a problem of yayin, which is machshel tumah and requires until it's a dime. Now, Shevet HaKohasi with Shammai Gross has an interesting tshuva. Chelik Aleph over there, Simon Tzadik, he says like this: what happens if you have a bowl of grapes? Now, if you wash the grapes with water, look, any drops of tibble b'mashke. But if you didn't wash them, that's right. The problem is, sometimes the grapes, they explode, or they crash, and the liquid that seeps out of that, what is the halacha of that liquid? Is that a din of grape juice? And we may let's machshel tumah. And we may get after until it's a dime. Or maybe not. So the ma'isa, I did see those that are makel. If Shami Gross wants the taina that avada you should be machme, it's got a din of a mashke. And the mele zayin mashke will mean that even if the grapes sitting in your bowl of grapes are nicely dry, over at the bottom over there was collected liquid from the grapes itself, and you have one of those grapes that was inside the liquid, avada you're going to have to do until it's a dime in that case. Vaita, right? Honey, dvash. Dvash about means dvash devorim. It means honey from bees. As Oish taken Beisayisid, the Radvaz, the Magen Avraham, the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Vaita, shemen, right? Yad Shachadam, shemen. Shemen about the means, as Oish bring the Beisayisid again, the Behetiv, the Adaran, the Meshabu brings the Alalocha. That shemen means shemen zayis. Not any other oil. You can get canola oil, and you can get, you know, all the nut oil that they have on Pesach and Chulei, whatever it may be. It's only shemen zayit. That's why, for example, I asked the Brochim this year, famous kasha. I said to him, when is the situation where you're going to wash for your donut, but you're still making the zayis? And that threw the whole yeshiva into Agansa and Modik Alomdus. You'll wash for your donut, but yet you're making a zayis on it. Posh it. If you fried it in olive oil, so you're going to wash, but drum should be mashke. Sometimes you've got mamish oil over there, but you're still making a zonis on it. The mice of mitzvah is nishta zoi, because I don't have anybody that makes a donut with olive oil. Oh, but ancient year, it's only olive oil. So any donut that is made, or any latke, or any schnitzel that's fried in oil that's not olive oil, automatically is no shaykhus to this halacha, and the maid will not require the tears you're dying. Vaita, yachachadam, milk, cholov, included in milk. This is very important. It's not actual milk itself, which I've others included, but any leban, any yogurt, any of these sorts of things. People dip biscuits, people dip all sorts of things into their fruits and all these things like that. This is dvom shetibul b'mashke. Dvom shetibul b'mashke, off in a gemara. Shachon kuftezbal, chok, until it's a dime. Cheese already is a different child. I'm not going into butter pashtas anyway. The Peter Mishnevu and Kamen Mekoimus is not a dvom shetibul b'mashke. We're not going into the lomdus now. Here's an interesting one. Jew. Right, tal. Tal is an interesting one, Jew. Now, Maisa, if you leave your food outside, the Chanam, you're going to have a shayla. But where's the shayla for us? The Chazon Ish in Oruchas Rabbeinu is quoted as follows. When you take a fruit, we're going to get by fruit often, and its fridge is very cold, and you take it out of the fridge, you often get like a condensation, like a layer of a condensation on the fruit. Zot dechazin ish, that's tau, and the main that's called the dvorim shetibul b'mashke, tzorek nefil ha-sedayim, azoi pachin dechazin ish, dayim fishin chenik ches. It's a mamash of beauty tshuva. He writes over there, kama tzirufim, to be metal, and the Maisi paskins that avada navada, you will not require a zinus adayim for fruit that came out of the fridge, even though it's a little bit of lachluch, a little bit of wetness, a little bit of condensation, that's not called dvorim shetibul b'mashke. Dam, yachachat dam, talat for dam, evadah is not so negeya to ask, the post can go with different ideas, when is it negeya, maybe I dip one side in and eat the other side, or actually we're talking about the kuach nefesh, okay, nishna zoy negeya, we're not going to go into that, and avada water, mayim is the most negeya. Anything that you have with water, and by the way, nechon and water means anything that's got water inside it. For example, Coca-Cola. For example, maybe beer even. Coffee, tea, all of these things. And you put something inside it. That is called dvorim shetibul b'mashke, tzorech netilas yadayim. Masa enkein. Shah liquid, pure orange juice, pure apple juice. Which other examples? Canola oil, all the other different examples, those are rather not the Tinas Adayim, because those would be all the Rishayim, the Rambam brings it down, the Radvaz, the Knesset Gdolah, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that are rather, these things are not the Rambam Dibba Bamashka, these are not Zayim Mashkim, and the Mamele will not require the Tinas Adayim. Oh, but watch out for the water one, because anything that's got rave water in it, there are some persons that even hold if it's got a miat water. It's already got a din of Mayim, if it's got a din of Mayim, it's Rambam Dibba Bamashka, Solich, Netilas Yadayim. Let me go in later. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, and Be'etzem, Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, they all bring this halacha down, is it has to be wet, b'shas, when you're eating it. There's a tremendous hetter now. Dehainu, you take your apple, you take your grapes, whatever it may be, and you rinse them under the sink, under the tap, which right will explain up, we'll in a moment. It's avada dvorim shetibul b'mashke. It's mine, avada makabel tuma. Now, what if one time you get it, then you go to a kiddush? No, you go to a kiddush, just about in the morning they washed all the grapes. Now, by the time you're getting it, it's all dry already. No, you have to wash the zedayim, about the nisht, zuk the mishavurah, zuk the rav shulchan aruch, you don't have to wash the zedayim. It's often a machaber be'etzem. Why? Because it has to be oydilach, it has to be still moist, still wet, from the tibul b'mashka that you did originally in order to do the tibul b'mashka. Mashenkin, if by the time that you're eating it, it's no longer wet, then it's mutter. So they came to Rav Vosna and they asked Rav Vosna the following kasha. No, what's a halacha? I get myself an apple, I wash the apple. So let me just dry it. And if I dry it, I don't have to wash my hands anymore. Rav Vosna passing an halacha, chelik good, semitas bol, seed, cotton, gimel. 100% mutter. 100% mutter. And kasha mati become a good early poskim, this is what they do. Avada they want to be machmeh, it's often a mishnah berurah, it's a rav shulchan aruch, it's a kapach chaim, it's a bagad abom b'chulei. Avada want to be machmeh, so you dry it. And if you dry it, there's no problem whatsoever. Mutal lachatzchila to dry, how dry does it have to be? So the halacha is, it has to be tofeach ha-manas la-tzfiach in order to be chayav until it's a dayim. Tofeach ha-manas la-tzfiach, we discussed, Baruch Hashem, the sugya of baby wipes, is if you touch this item, and it gets your finger wet, that if you touch somewhere else, it would make that place wet, then it's called enough wet to require a tilis adayim. If there's only a little bit of moisture on it left, that when you touch it, it wouldn't go somewhere else, then it would not require a tilis adayim in that case. Now, it's also in the Geya. Mishnah Berurah says, how about if half the grape is wet and half is not? Nope, it's very simple. I'll take the half that's not wet. I won't touch the liquid. No problem. So the Mishnah Berurah and I have finished. Even if you're going to take the tiny bit, or even a lot, that's dry, without a chelik of this item has wet on it, the remainder of the entire thing requires the tilis adayim. But Al Kaponim, as we said, the pshat from Rav Vosna is a vada. If a person, the chatzchila, would go and dry each thing, it will be 100% mutter. Yes, pashtus, yes. There are kulas, but pashtus, yes. The Mishnah Berurah says it's got all the same dinim as bread. Over the odd person that are maker, for example, you won't require to dry your hands. Some posts come on makel, you can only do it to your knuckles. You know, there are coolers that we say over here if you don't say by bread.
Anyone
on
makel, they do
it on the
snap,
they don't
do
it clearly, or that one's a clear? No, that
you
need a clear. Yeah. Bracha not. Why do we make a bracha? Because Be'etzim we have toises. Sofik brachas, the Hakel tells us that if you have a machlokes, and about we have toises, and about it, only since we say on toises, that's not doing it until it's a daim, that's about that we don't make a bracha. Kach is the psak abad in the Shulchan Aruch, we're foolish in the Ramah, that we don't make a bracha. Now, what is it called tibul b'mashke? Poshut pshat in the Gemara is, you took a item and you metabol it and you dip it into liquid. The halacha is nishtasari. I mean, halacha is about if you do that, pasha going to be chayiv. Oba, zug the poiskin. If you take, like we said many times, if you open up the tap, you open up the faucet, the water comes out, you take your grapes, you put it in, just for cleanliness. Pasha for cleanliness. The only reason why you're washing this is for cleanliness. The halacha is it's called advom shetibul b'mashke. Who have been? If it's sitting on the table, and all of a sudden water spritzes from the sink over there, what's the halacha? That's called advom shetibul b'mashke. If you nichele. That means, if you're happy that the item got wet, then it's called dvorim shetibul b'mashke. If you're not happy, then it doesn't go. For example, let's say you're making bread, you're making rice cakes. You've got rice cakes sitting on the side, someone comes along and splashes water on them. No, is it dvorim shetibul b'mashke? Vadanisht. Because you're not happy with it, b'chlal. If you're not happy with the water going on it, it was by mistake, then that's not called a dvorim shetibul b'mashke. Masha Engin, if the water fell on it and you're happy because now it's going to be cleaner, then about that's called Vom Shadabub Mashka. Hu Adin, if you have a salad, who ever thought such a case? You have a simple vegetable salad and you sprinkle on this vegetable salad olive oil. It's very negay. Cooking olive oil, no, this is very negay. Oh, but to drizzle the olive oil onto the salad or water that people add with vinegar and all these sorts of things, that's got a Dover Shadabub Mashka halacha. That means the entire salad that is in front of you is a Dover Shetibul B'mashke, Lefi the Gemara, Lefi the Shulchan Aruch, Lefi the Ramah, Lefi the Mishibura, and all the other Ma'amar claimers. You've got to wash your hands until it's a day before you eat the salad. Again, it's not Mokka to be Mekel, the Minig Oven is to be Mekel. A Bavada, so you state in Halacha that a person should Tavada do it. That person has to realize if it's olive oil, it's Dover Shetibul B'mashke. If it's not olive oil, then it's not Dover Shetibul B'mashke. One of the last retain, which is very, very Negea, is as follows. That's in the Makor of this hat is that's the married cash. It says like this. What's the halacha when you eat with a fork? Eat with a fork? In other words, the whole halacha, or that's in the Makor in the Rishonim, but this halacha is one, I might touch the liquid. No, if I take a fork, I take a spoon, and I eat like that, so that I'm not going to touch the liquid. And cause when I'm not going to touch the liquid, there's nothing to worry about. So halacha is like this. Zug the poskim, and it goes as follows. If it's a normal thing for a person to eat this item with a fork or the spoon or whatever, then the halacha is it doesn't require it till it's a dime. As I pass in the Nesivis and Derech HaChaim, as I pass in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, as I pass in the Mishaburot, the Shemagon Avram, is that if you have dvorim that normally people eat with a fork, for example, maybe we'll say back to that salad again. That salad that you drizzle with olive oil, is it a normal thing to eat with your hands? I don't think so. Sitting over here, Baruch Hashem, with the word English oilam. English people eat the shawarma with the knife and fork. We're talking about a salad. A madan eats a salad with a hand. As a male, there's a mocklin, the feet come up oiskin. If it's a normal thing for a person to eat with a knife and with a fork, then it doesn't require that till it's a dayin, even though it's a dover shetibul b'mashke. However, it's a great enough kamina for Pesach. What's the halacha of something is normally eaten with your hands? Normally eaten with your hands. Right, an apple, for example, is normally eaten with your hands. I can't be bothered to do Dover Shetibul B'mashke. I want to be yates all the shitas. I'll take a fork, stick it into my apple, and eat it. What's the halacha? So the poskim doesn't work. You can't take something that's not the normal way and eat it with a fork. Because the whole reason is that I might not touch the liquid. But over here, it's not a normal way of doing it. So keep it like a low plug. So maybe the poskim say, and again, this is what the Mufush and Mishtabura, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that if you have things that are normally eaten with your hands, it won't help to eat them with a fork. Masha'enkin, things that are normally eaten with a fork, then you will not require until it's a dime. Let's speak out. If you do that, it's okay. Yeah, if you do that, it's fine. Now, there's two great enough kaminas over here. Great enough kaminas. Kamina number one. What's the halacha with the heiliger pickle with the Yerushalmi? But you go to a kiddush, in Eretz Yisrael, and you get kepshutai, a piece of Yerushalmi kegel with a little pickle over there. Rabbi say, we're not going into Hilchos Eked HaTofel. I know a Chaim simply should base. We've discussed it here maybe once before. If yeah, you need to make a brocha, you don't need to brocha. It's not going to mean a bechlal for tonight. One thing you have to know is a pickle is dover shetibul b'mashke. That's poshut. It's dipped into the vinegar, the salt water, whatever it's made with. It's a dover shetibul b'mashke. So now we have to ask the oilam. Maybe we have to ask the Yerushalmi oilam. Is it a normal way to eat with your hands? Then you got a problem. And tell us a dime. Or if you say, no, to eat a pickle with your hands, it's like what they ask for the ashes to eat schnitzel, right? You have to wash. You have to make a bracha. What bracha you make? He said, who eats a schnitzel without a suda? Whoever heard it with the ashes, or someone eating a schnitzel and not washing. Doesn't make any sense. So maybe it's the same thing over here. Whoever ate a pickle at a kiddush by the hands? Am I finished? If the derech is to eat it with a fork, then it won't require until it's a dime. Mashainke, if the derech is to eat it with your hands, then about it will require until it's a dime, to shake the soup. Dovish a tibble b'mashke, so until it's a dime. Nocha hetta, moedigazaps, biscuits dipped into the tea, or coffee, all these drinks, what's the halacha? So the etzem, we could go and say that asach poskim, chob a ganze list of it, the mami motzach of the chidor, the moshe shterbach and chuz van hoggis, for example, that I can say that if you take a biscuit and you dip it into a coffee, just a dovish a tibble b'mashke, so then it's a dime. Of the myself, Ketaina Mudig a Svar. We Ketaina Svar like this, but the Kaf HaChaim has a Svar. The Kaf HaChaim says that what's the whole reason is that when I'm dipping something b'mashke, I'm going to touch the mashke. That's the whole you say it. Of the Kaf HaChaim, when you have a hot drink, k'shmak a hot drink, are you going to touch the mashke? I'd rather not. For cat, you'll dip half in, and you'll eat the half that's wet, and you won't touch any wet part. Mimele of the Kaf HaChaim, it's just like eating with a fork. It's just like eating with a fork, and then maybe when you eat with a fork, you don't require anything as a dime, because this is the normal way. So the Kaf HaChaim, it's the normal way to dip a biscuit into tea without touching the actual tea itself. There's a Vadar Mokhan to be Makel, oh, there's also a Mokhan to be Makel that's not a Kazayis. Whatever the Telekam and Makhaim is, to be Makel over there. This one last Nakuda and this Halacha, Moed Gazak, is Ve'etzam Negabe Pesach. Going back to the Pesach Sugya, the Gabe Karpas, where it's mostly gay, where people attack a Makbid, the Gansa Olam is Makbid, is as well. The Kasha is, the Chief Pesach Franken, how Tzvi asked this Kasha. He says, I don't understand. What did he say? We said a Vada, that Dovish a tip of Mashka, Tzorek and Teresa Daim. This is Poshet, or Lel Shemurim on Pesach, Yei Daim, the Gav Kali, so is Machmeh as well. That's Poshet. Oh, but the problem is as well. The problem is, we said, if something is normally eaten with a fork, then I you don't need it as a dime. Something is not normally eating with a fork, it won't help to use a fork. Also, she basically went the following kasha. We know that halacha is that a person is bedafka, kach is dominic in many places. You take the carapace with your hand, and to bedafka with your hand, dip it in. Why? So that badai, it's got a din of what? Dovish a dibble b'mashke. If you use a fork, we're not so caught. So many use a hand, it's dovish a dibble b'mashke. Or b'lemaisa, he asked a bomb kasha. He says, let's use a potato, or a radish, all of these sorts of things. Are these things that people normally eat at a meal with their hands? Abadanisht. So what's it going to help to use their hands? Something that's normally made with a fork doesn't require it until it's a dime, b'chal. And if it doesn't require it until it's a dime, it's not a dovish a dibble mashke. What are you doing all that for? I said, Frank, what's he based on, Frank? So the man said, time is a saxi root over there. I remember she big ganzer London's a shtickle. Of the essence, it says on Leo Pesach, about that we try to be Macbeth, even for the sheeters that hold Nishta Zoy, and hold that even if it's not the Derek, about it still requires until it's a dime, and maybe that's what he wants to say, is about the meaning of Oedem. Just one last thing of this, Mamish, one last thing. Sorry? Because you dip the whole thing in your hands, get wet. That's the derech I do. Mashiach, get a biscuit, you dip half in, you don't want to touch the hot water, and you take it out. Oh, but good. One last thing I said. Mamish, a moyudik azach. The Shulchan HaTayyip, the Minna Kamarna, brings down the following maisa. And again, I'm saying this maisa only because it's nichlal, I'll this behate of the kufn and ches, of dvam shetibu b'mashke. Zukt, the Shulchan HaTayyip, Minna Kamarna. There's a moyudik a maisa of a tremendous, terrible situation that happened in Klal Yisrael. There was a moisa. A moisa. And this person, Mamish, caused sorrows to Klal Yisrael in a tremendous oifen. And the Maisa, he was a Yid that unfortunately was over on Kol HaTorah Kuloi. He did Allah Aviv's Negan Tabelt. Oh, but there was one mitzvah that he kept. And that was the mitzvah of Netilat Yadayim. He would not eat ever anything without Netilat Yadayim. Mamish, Allah he would do. Oh, but this Yadayim, this I have to keep. Mamish, it's a terrible Rasha. But Kitzvah, there was a certain situation, he had to go to a certain place. There was no water in that place. Ganza Maisa. Just to be Mikatsa, he had to go, and he had to go to this place, he had a certain amount of food on him, he had an attendant together with him. The Maisa, he said, I need water until it's a dime. He said, listen, there's only one place to get water, and that's in that forest over there. That forest is the Konos Nefoshes Mamish. I'm not going inside there. There are people in there, it's known that you go in, you'll never come out. He said, I need to wash. And it was days and days since he ate, and as he brings down the Maisa, he was terribly ill, he was weak, it was a terrible situation. And he said, I need posher to eat, you must be, I will not, he said, this is p'kuch nefesh. P'kuch nefesh, you don't have to be a dime, and let's look at the Gemara in Arabian, we're not going to get into. Oh, but be'etzem, you're allowed to. What's the shayla? He said, no, I have to do this a dime, that's the one thing I'm makbid on, and that's what I do. He said, I'm going myself. And off he went to the forest. He goes inside the forest, he meets up with bandits, and unfortunately, fortunately, what everyone wants to say, they kill him. He gets killed. All of the town, of the whole Olam, heard the news. Wow, oh, they were going to Simcha. Finally, he's out of the world. He's not the Geya. He's not here anymore. Ah, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael has been saved. And they wanted to treat his guf with a tremendous bizoyan, bedakta, to show the Olam, this is what we do to a Maisa. The Maisa, that's what we wanted to do. The Minhag Kamarim, the Sefer brings it down, brings the Ganza Maisa down. It said that it was Megaleh from Shemayim. It was Megaleh from Shemayim. To the Rabbonim in the place over there, don't touch him and don't do anything bizoinous to him. What's the pshat? Said poshut. Because this is a yid that was moisir nefesh for the mitzvah until it's a daim. A mitzvah of kedusha, a mitzvah of tahar, which the Gemara tells us is Eila Mayim Mishonim, is mamish kedusha mamish. And it was moisir nefesh for this mitzvah, mimela, at a mozik asra, and it was written in Shemayim that it's bezoicha to oilem haba. Is a mozik halachas that a person can be zeicha to a mozik in kedusha and oilem haba.